For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text roulette this morning. Ooh, my fiance keeps saying he, quote unquote, just wants a little more time before we settle down and have a family. They're together for 6 years. They've always talked about having kids. Now he's saying, yeah, I don't know anymore, and wonder if he really means someday or if he doesn't want kids at all. It's Elizabeth and Radar. The question, bottom line, is do I wait or walk for this text roulette?
Yeah.
And Elizabeth?
I'm saying it's time to walk.
It's time to walk.
I think the hardest part of this situation isn't perhaps that he's unsure. It might just be that you're afraid to hear that the answer is pretty clear. You can't keep hitting snooze on things like this.
That's why this texter wanted the mixed family's opinion. Natanya, yeah, who is going to be up first today, what do you think about the situation? What would you tell this mixed texter?
I mean, I would honestly say walk. There are so many options. If she wants to have a child super, super bad, she could freeze her eggs. She could get a donor sperm. She can do all the things, but I don't think it's right, even though he said he did want kids, to force that upon someone in today's society.
But Natanya, like I was saying, they're together for 6 years. You're just going to throw that away?
Well, by 6 years, if you don't know, then you're not going to know. Like this,
and you know what? It depends on how old they were when they got together.
True.
Because you're always changing, I feel like, especially 20s. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so, like, it depends on how old they were, and people are going to grow together and change or grow apart and change.
Natanya,
it seems like they're growing apart.
You have some great insight. Has this happened to you, someone you know in the past?
Yeah.
Because you're like all about this. Uh-oh.
It has not happened to me, but I have frozen my eggs.
You have?
Oh, you have.
So wait.
Waiting for that right person?
How old were you when you did that? Yeah. What's the reason for it?
Yeah, waiting for the right person. I don't want to settle, and I'm trying to grow in my career as well. So I'll probably be a 40-year-old mom, and that's fine.
Yeah, but those eggs are going to be like what? A 24, 28-year-old eggs?
No. They're only like 5 years old right now.
So. Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know how old you are. Yeah. So I'm saying like that's the whole reason of freezing them, right? Is so that way the eggs are still younger than maybe perhaps what your age is.
Exactly. Yes. The eggs are still super young.
Tanya, are you with anybody right now?
I am not.
Okay. I was going to say, because if it was, if you were with someone, I was going to ask you if that's the person that, yeah, you're going to have these eggs, you know, with. But no, if you're not with anybody, okay, you're still looking around. I got you.
And Natanya, when in the dating scenario do you tell them that you've frozen your eggs?
Maybe around week two. I don't know.
Week two?
It's been different every night.
Well, you tell somebody week two, they're like, oh yeah, I'm in with Natanya. We got a future.
Well, and look, you want to be upfront because this is what you want and what you want in your life. And for this mixed listener, just because this person can't seem to give you clear timelines, it sounds like they're just avoiding making a commitment to this next phase of their life. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to be upfront with the person that you're dating when that time comes.
Exactly.
To say this is what's up.
I feel like the more you prolong the situation, the less time you have to make those important decisions about it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I think she should walk because there are a million things that she can do. And, you know, if she's young enough, she can still find someone who wants to have a family. So.
Can I ask you another question about freezing your eggs?
Yeah, right.
So how long was that process? And what, can I ask, did
how
that
they
cost?
Do it?
So it's not a long process.
How do they do it?
I know. That's my whole thing. As a guy, I'm like, how do you do this? It's like, because I've seen like videos of farmers reaching underneath the chicken and just grabbing, you know. I don't think that's what happens, though.
No, it's like a week and a half process.
Oh.
Basically, the drugs are a lot of money. You're injecting yourself with these drugs every week. You go to see your doctor maybe every 2 days so they can do ultrasounds.
How much is a lot of money? Are we talking like tens of thousands or thousands of dollars?
How many zeros?
It's like the whole process is like 10 grand.
Okay.
Wow.
But it's worth it because you said, hey, I've got my
eggs. And that's including like the medicine and the retrieval.
Okay. And was it painful?
Everyone's different. I felt like the injections, as your eggs grow, they were pressing against my sciatic nerve, so that was painful.
Sure.
It hurt to sit down, it hurt to stand up. But then the egg retrieval, they put you to sleep, then they, you know, take out your eggs or whatever. It's outpatient, you go home the same day, and that was not a problem. That was no pain at all.
Okay. Now, do you feel an attachment to these eggs in a sense of like, do you feel like let's say you meet a partner and you get pregnant the natural way, are you still going to feel like, oh my gosh, like we need to fertilize these eggs because they exist and these are possible children of mine?
Oh no, they're just insurance. I would love to do
okay,
it.
Okay, you look at it that way.
Insurance.
And how many eggs did they retrieve?
About 7.
Okay. Wow. That's a
Okay, I can't help but think about Octomom. I just can't help but think because
Natanya mom, that's what it's going to be.
And I'm not trying to make fun
Careful.
Of Octo mom.
No.
I saw the whole documentary and everything that she went through and all of that. And I learned so much more about her and her situation.
Never? Okay.
But
I would never do that.
But you're fine if this happens naturally. Just saying that wasn't the way it was going to go. And those eggs that are retrieved, you're going to separate
they can
from that.
Just do their own thing.
Natanya.
Yeah, go bye-bye.
Yeah, Natanya, you have great insight. Thank you so much. And I'm learning things. Because it's not like you reach under the egg or under the chicken and get the egg. This is a lot different for humans. I just never knew that as a guy. I had no clue.
Natanya, though, I want to say, though, what you're talking about, I feel like is also empowering. It's empowering to you, and it gives you the option and the ability to be able to decide. And in this case, this mixed listener feels like what they want in life is being almost held hostage by this partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be time to walk for them, but if you're asking this question, you already know it's time to stop waiting.
Yeah, stop waiting. And
it's time to stop waiting because you are sort of in this limbo state of are we or aren't we? And we went through that through the years of our fertility of trying to get pregnant. Yeah. And I remember one time after New Year's Eve, it was actually New Year's Eve of 2020, is when Eric said, what are we doing? Are we in or are we out? Are we trying to do this or are we not? And that's where I said, I don't think we are. Like, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
And like Natanya said,
we are still together. I'm saying it wasn't time to do any fertility treatment.
Right. So not walk, but maybe start moseying. Like, I'm going to start slowly making my way. Like you're at a party. I'm going to slowly make my way to the door here. I'm going to start hugging people goodbye. You got to, you know what, or get off the toilet. Let's
start having one final honest conversation.
Right.
Yes. And like you said, the power's in her hands. Like, she has the power to, you know, give life. So she can make a decision that, okay, I do want this in my future. Let me go ahead and freeze my eggs or do something proactive for myself.
Thank you.
He's kind of like on
a nicely done.
Yes, yes. Because if he can't be honest with you and give you a realistic mm-hmm. timeline, you're not giving up on the dream, maybe giving up on him, but you're choosing right. you and what you want and getting your power back.
Yes. Choose you.
Thank you so much. We're going to send this audio back to our mixed listener if they're not listening, and then they can kind of digest this however they want. But thank you for the insight, Natanya. You're awesome.
Appreciate it. And good luck to everything you have going on. Will you let us know what happens?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a month from now, 2 years from now. We want to know what's going on with you and those eggs.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Will do. Sure. Thank you again. Anybody else, if you have a problem, you can always text it in. Look, you get some great advice. 414-432-1099. It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.